Welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Shh, quiet. Professional golf is back. But did anyone notice? On Sunday afternoon, I cleared my busy schedule to watch the first live men's professional golf match in the past couple of months. The highly anticipated TaylorMade Driving Relief Skins match was broadcast on NBC on Sunday afternoon. It featured four young guns from the PGA Tour as Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson paired off against a couple of former Oklahoma State Cowboy golfers, Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf. The match was played at the legendary Seminole Golf Club in southeastern Florida. Sunday's televised golf event was intended to promote the game of golf, as about $5.5 million was raised, mostly from corporate sponsors, for a few charities that could use a financial boost during this recent pandemic. A skins game means that the two teams of golfers play against each other on a hole-by-hole basis, with the lowest individual score for one team going up against the other team's low score on the hole. If both teams tie on a golf hole, then there's a carryover of any dollar value for the hole, in this case for charity, into the next hole. The final six holes carried a significantly increased dollar value to increase the suspense and, theoretically, keep television viewers watching. This one-time TV event was quite interesting in a number of ways, so let's examine a few of them. Number one, that golf course was very unique and worth the time spent watching. For me, the most anticipated part of this event was getting a chance to see the exclusive Seaside Golf Course, which regularly shows up as one of America's top 25 golf venues. Seminole Golf Club, which opened up 90 years ago in 1930, is located along Florida's Atlantic coastline in North Palm Beach. It is quite exclusive. With a relatively small number of very well-heeled members, including one of their newest members, a guy by the name of Tom Brady. Translated, you and I aren't going to be playing golf at Seminole anytime soon, so it was must-see TV if you wanted to see an iconic national golf treasure for the first time. For visual optics, Seminole did not disappoint. This 7,200-yard seaside golf course features an abundance of sand, sand dunes, water hazards, but very few and far between very skinny palm trees. The fairways were generously wide. The greens, though, were giving these professional golfers fits, as they're relatively small, at least by today's PGA standards, and very tricky to read. Well, that's the good news. Unfortunately, this relatively wide open golf course, like so many others on tour, was reduced into a glorified four-man drive, pitch, and putt competition for these young golfers utilizing modern-day golf clubs and golf balls. The rough, for what little I saw, was better manicured than most fairways on a municipal golf course. Thank goodness for the abundance of natural sand areas and water to offer at least a little resistance to these golfers playing a classic links course. Number two in the observations, no caddies were allowed. Did you notice? Yes, these four 30-ish-year-old golfers all carry their own golf clubs around this lovely golf course on a Sunday afternoon. Now, that was primarily due to an abundance of concern about coronavirus, as they wanted to keep as many people off the golf course as possible. So it was pretty much the four golfers and some camera people and a couple of other people just to make sure everything was okay. The golfers were allowed to utilize another technology, rangefinders, to determine the approximate yardage from the fairway to the greens. Now, the good news is that these four players were noticeably quicker, as this match was over in just about 4 hours and 15 minutes. The reason? Well, there wasn't a lot of this excessive back and forth chatting between the players and their caddies on shots in the fairways and around the greens. Though we won't be seeing these multi-millionaire golfers toting their own heavy golf bags for 5 hours on golf courses again soon, this event did show and proved that the lengthy banter between the caddies and players definitely slows the game down. You know, over the next decade, caddies might be a vanishing breed. Observation number three. Why do pro golfers even bother carrying long and middle irons anymore? This event reminded golf purists, such as me, that today's professional golfers are utilizing all available technology to routinely bomb their drives 325 or 350 yards and leave just a pitching wedge, or even less than that, into the greens. Yep, it's all legal to do, but in truth, it makes for some really boring golf to watch on television. Let's do a short review. A golf course, a classic course like Seminole, or insert any other golf course built before the year 2000, was designed, in this case back in 1930, with various lengths of holes based on an average tee shot of, let's say, 230 to 250 yards. For a 410-yard par 4, that would leave your average golfer with a 160 to 180-yard approach shot into the green. Now, in the not-so-distant past, that would entail at least a 6-iron shot to the green, but with today's golf balls and golf clubs, that's only about a 9-iron for most golfers. So ask yourself this question. Are today's golfers that much superior athletes to their mentors in the past? Hardly. Not taking anything away from the improved fitness of today's golfers, you'll never convince me that Sam Snead, Arnold Palmer, and Jack Nicklaus weren't every bit as strong as today's golfers. It's the equipment, stupid. In order to force golfers to utilize other golf clubs in their bag, you gotta dial back the excessive distances from today's golf balls and clubs and make the fairways shorter, like stop them at 280 to 300 yards on par 4 holes, for example, and grow a lot longer, really a lot longer rough. That makes the professionals want to stay in the fairway. And the professionals, if they're in the bad rough, will learn to dial it back really quick. Observation number 4. Hey, did you notice the players were wearing shorts on Sunday? In this made-for-television match, the players were permitted to wear shorts to play in. Well, why not? They were carrying their own bags, too. I think a few of the PGA events coming up this summer should be allowed to experiment with this idea of letting them play in shorts, especially when the temperatures are blazing in the 90s or above in the summer months ahead. Go for it! Observation 5. Most PGA golfers are still incredibly boring and don't justify a microphone. The fun of a skins game competition is to allow the personalities of the golfers to shine. The legendary Lee Trevino was and remains the gold standard for giving golf fans a great time with his never-ending banter and wit. He could bring out the best from stoic players such as Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson, as they would occasionally respond with a few zingers of their own. Rory McIlroy did his best yesterday to get a little smack talk going early in the match, but the opposing team just didn't take the bait. Early in the match, Rory sunk a short putt to have the hole. He looked over at his two opponents, Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff, and said, "I think you forget that I've won 2 FedEx Cups for $25 million before heading off to the next tee." Well, after Matthew Wolff sliced his tee shot on the next hole into a sand dune, McIlroy chirped in again. "Hey, thanks for doing your part for social distancing, Matt." Sadly, Fowler and Wolff didn't take Rory's gentle hint to put on a little bit of a show for the TV audience. I at least give McIlroy credit for trying to get a little spark going, but alas, his own partner was even worse. Dustin Johnson has won 20 times on the PGA Tour, and I still don't know if he's smiled more than a few times just yet. I do realize it's very difficult to play golf at such a high level and be aware of the fans, but hey, this was an exhibition match, Dustin. Come on, man. Dustin Johnson's demeanor on the golf course reminds me of Lurch from the Addams Family. And number 6. So who won the match? Rory McIlroy hit the final shot of the day slightly inside of Matthew Wolff's ball after an unusual one-shot closest to the hole competition after the two teams ended up tied following the 18th hole of competition. So Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson's team won $1.85 million for the American Nurses Foundation, and Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff won $1.15 million for the CDC Foundation. Hey, with that kind of money raised for a couple of great charities, it was a winner of an afternoon after all. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.